according to St. Matthew 12, verses 36 and 37. The Bible reads this morning, "But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." Supporting scripture, Matthew 4, verses 1 through 4. "Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward a-hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Supporting scripture this morning, Philippians 4 and 13. "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." On the basis of those verses, we like to use a thought or a subject. Don't underestimate the power of words. Don't underestimate the power of words. We thank God for our children this morning. Somebody ought to give the children some love this morning. Hallelujah. If Jacob got that feeling, then I'm going along with Jacob this morning. Everything's going to be all right. Hallelujah. Feel good to get it off of you, don't it, Jacob? Amen, amen. I thank the Lord for the courage and the faith of our children. For it's not an easy task to stand before people and to sing, to talk, or to do anything. It's kind of hard to do that sometimes. But I thank God that they believe enough in God and they trust God that God will see them through. And because of that trust, he was able to sing the song that he has that feeling that everything is going to be all right. And I don't know about you, but in the times in which we are living right now, we ought to try to have that feeling that it's going to be all right. There are some things that are going on around us, even sometimes in our lives, sometimes around our lives, that circumstances are beyond our control. And there are things that we cannot change ourselves, but we pray and we trust that God will bring it to the good. And as we begin to think about that, we have to have a mindset that regardless of what I see right now in my heart and in my mind, I got that feeling that it's going to be all right. And nothing that nobody can say is going to deter me from believing that it is going to be all right. I see witnesses in here this morning to know God to be a healer. So I know that even though there might be sickness in the land, God is still a healer. He's a keeper. He's one that would do just what he said that he would do. This is a blessed day on today, and I thank God for strength on today, because it's days like these when I ask the Lord, Lord, just give me your power. For we realize that there are things that we cannot change. If I had my way, I would have been out yesterday shopping for my mother a birthday present. But my mother is dead and gone now, but today would have been her birthday. So I celebrate life for Fannie Mae Cain today. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is a mighty good God. And in all that we have to go through, isn't it amazing how God continually gives you strength? You get stronger as the days go by. And you never get away from it. Some of the grief never goes away, but it's amazing how the memories can override the grief and you can just be happy in the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. I know there are a lot of witnesses out there that know what I'm talking about. know how to be happy anyhow. And when that special day comes around, it's all right to reminisce. It's all right, even if you have to cry. But don't cry in sadness. Cry with expectation. Then one day you won't even have to cry no more. You'll be right there in the midst of all things. And I thank God for that, because God has blessed us and brought us through. And because God is such a merciful God and a loving God, He has allowed us another opportunity to be in this place. And because I'm in this place today, I don't want to take my place here for granted. I don't want to take my well-being for granted. You ought to be thankful for whatever condition that you're in, because there's someone in a worse condition than you are. And I know that it might be hard, the things that you might be going through, but if you begin to think about others, you begin to think about the same God that took care of others, the one that healed the one that's sitting beside you, He'll heal you. The one that's healed those, and you know, we made a proclamation and we gave God the thanks and we glorify God for bringing Sister Carter back. She went through a serious operation, but we see that God is able to heal and to keep. And so what we look at, it when we look at her life, we look at a healing process. We look at God still doing what God can do. And then it lets you know that those of you that were calling on God and asking God in prayer to go do what I can't do. You see, that's what we have to understand. And we have to call on God to do the things that we cannot do. For reasons beyond our mind, we have been blessed by God and by the grace and mercy to be assembled here together on another opportunity to worship and praise His holy name. We can say this morning that we have made it one more time. God has allowed us to be into this place. And for that, we tell the Lord, thank you. The Bible teaches us not to forsake our assembling together, for many of us don't see each other throughout the week. We only see each other on Sunday. We ought to be thankful when we are able to look upon one another's face, that we are here. We're not just here for a fellowship or a social gathering, but we come to worship God in spirit and in truth. We come to lift up the mighty name of Jesus. And as we lift up the name of Jesus, we got to realize that it's not about what you've been through. Everybody been through something this week, and you might have been through a little bit more than somebody else, but the same God that delivered one will deliver you. Every one of us in here, regardless of who you are, where you come from, we got something to thank God for. Think about it for a moment. If nothing else, know that this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. So if we are counted amongst the living this morning, we can boldly tell the Lord, thank you that you allowed me to see another day's journey. We got something to be thankful for, because somebody woke up this morning and didn't have strength enough to put their clothes on and come to the house of God. Somebody got up this morning and was too mean to come to the house of God. Somebody got up this morning looking for an excuse why they would not go to the house of God. But we are not here to judge those that are not here. We are here to lift up the name of Jesus and to get what we come to get. How many of you come to get a blessing? How many of you know that the blessing does not come from John Cade? They come from God Himself. I am a product. I am a servant of the Almighty God, and I preach the gospel. But God is the one that does the things that need to be done in our lives. Too many times we find that we want to make things happen in our own time. But we got to learn how to let God have His way. I wonder this morning, do we realize what a blessing it is just for us to be here? It's only by the grace and the mercy of God Himself. The Bible says in the book of Psalms, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. For everything that have breath ought to praise the Lord. The problem is that in everything else, we are full of energy. We are loud and we are boisterous and we got so much time and energy. But when it comes to church, we seem to be somewhat subdued and overcome with a case of the can'ts. Every time you ask somebody something, I can't do this. I can't sing. I can't talk in public. I can't read out in the front of other people. I cannot pray. I cannot do this. But what can you do? Can't is just a series of negative things that will keep you as a believer down and will make you lose a lot of your blessings. Every time you get stuck on can't, you are not allowing the doors to open up for you. Because when you're stuck on can't, you begin to get a mindset that that's where you are going to be. So I come to tell you this morning that as a believer, you got to get a can-do spirit. You got to have I can mindset. They said that I wouldn't make it, but I can make it. They said I wasn't going to be nothing, but I can be somebody. Can anybody feel me this morning? That there's some of you in here that somebody said you wasn't going to amount to nothing. But you made them out of a liar. You are somebody. And you might not be the somebody that they want you to be, but aren't you glad that you are God somebody? Too many of us want to look down on folk and make folk feel like that they are little than we are because they don't have what we have. But we got to understand whether it's intellect or material thing, everything you got comes from God. Somebody ought to help me in here this morning. As we think about where we are, the Bible teaches us this morning, train a child in the way that he or she should go, and when they become old, they will not depart from it. It's very important for us this morning to plant that seed of trust. We got to plant a seed of hope. And we got to understand that that seed of hope is a seed of faith. The Bible said that faith the size the grain of a mustard seed. Hallelujah. Could tell a whole mountain to move from here to yonder place. So what we got to understand is that we are not going to be with our children 24/7. So we got to implant a seed into their lives. And when you plant that seed in their life, you got to teach them and train them that God will see them through. You got to train them that even though something might happen, God forbid, and you are not around, you are nowhere to be found, but they got to know that they are not still by themselves. You got to plant that seed that if you singly are by yourself, God is still right there. You got to let them understand that don't let nothing make you so afraid that you can't call on the name of the Lord. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't call and get help from the power of God. We got to understand that words are very, very powerful. We cannot go about telling these children anything and saying any kind of thing to them. Because when you tell a child you crazy, you might plant a seed of craziness. Anybody hear me in here this morning? See, we got to be very careful. Some of the things that we take so lightly makes an impression on our young people. When you began to tell them you're going to never do nothing, you're going to be a dirty this and you're a dirty that, they're going to have the mentality, don't nobody care about me. But that same child, if you tell that child, even though that child may be living in poverty, even though that child may be in a broken home, if you tell that child that God will make a way, then somewhere down on the inside that child is going to believe that they serve a God that can make a way. What we got to do as instruments and as examples in the front of them is that when trouble comes to the household, we can't ball up our fists and get the fussing and cussing. Somebody got to teach that child to pray to the Lord our God. There comes a time we got to understand that it is power in the words that we use. Believers need to know that they got to lead and guide by example and become a strong believer. They need to know that they can always depend on God. See, I want to let you know this morning, you got to be careful how you use words. We don't want to speak anything into existence that don't have to be there. You know how it is. Sometimes you get up and you already done claimed a bad day. I feel bad today. I'm going to have a bad day today. How you know the day just started? You might feel bad this morning. And you don't feel like you're going to get out of that mess. But you tell the devil you're nothing but a liar. I got up this morning, I felt bad, but in the name of Jesus, I'm coming up out of this rut. Anybody ever got them own selves up out of a rut? So I found out that it's all right to encourage yourself. It's all right to speak a word to yourself. Because sometimes nobody else might not be thinking about you. But if you want to make sure that you continue to press toward the goal, you got to learn how to encourage yourself. Don't wait on your brother or your sister. Don't wait on that man or woman that you think that ought to be on your side. But if you feel like you're all by yourself, You stand there by yourself and say, for God I'll live. And for the Lord I'll die. Hallelujah, Jesus. I feel my help now. Glory, hallelujah. But too many of us, we allow the circumstances at hand to dictate how we're going to operate. I come to tell somebody this morning. One of the main things when I talk about using words, my main pet peeve is say what you mean and mean what you say. Hallelujah, Jesus. If we could just get that, we'll be a better people. Because you got to understand, if you say it, then you ought to mean it. If you don't mean it, then what I'm saying, don't say it. You don't never know. Now, you might say something and you got good intent and things come along that distract you or hinder you from doing what you said that you're going to do. And that's understandable. But when you know beyond hand, when you know up front, then I'm just saying something just to be talking. I'm just saying what I know you want to hear because I'm not going to be there. Oh, hello, lights. I ain't trying to point the finger at nobody. I'm not trying to step on nobody. I'm trying to help somebody. Because somebody in here got to realize that what comes out your mouth is going to dictate how you act. A lot of us got to understand that we run our mouths just a little bit too much anyway. And there come the time, you got to understand where that mouth trouble come from. When we were children, we were taught a very simple thing. It's not what you say, but how you say it. See, I found out that when God begins to use me. And as God blesses me, I get excited about the word of God. And I get to jumping and hollering and walking all around. And sometimes that might be a distraction from somebody hearing what I'm saying out my mouth. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to stop running. I'm not saying that I'm going to stop jumping. What I'm saying is you got to start listening just a little bit harder. Because I got to do it the way God gives it to me. But now when you use the term, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And when we look at our thought, don't underestimate the power of words. What you say will carry you a long way. Another thing you got to remember is that everything that you say, the person that you say it to, they might forget. God doesn't. Every word that we have ever spoken in our lives, from a toddler up to wherever you are right now, has been recorded by God. So now you got to be careful of the words that you use. Words are very powerful. Words are spoken or written sounds with meaning as a unit of language. Words is also defined as speech or talk, promise or assurance. You know how sometimes I can say, Brother Richards, I give you my word that I'm going to come through. If I gave him my word, I need to say what I mean and mean what I say. Words also mean news or information. We got a lot of information. And we don't mind spreading information. But we got to be careful about words. When you hear something, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's true. But when we hear it, we have a tendency to take those words and carry them. Yesterday, I got word that Brother Curry was dead. The first thing I felt was sadness and remorse. The next thing I felt was regret because when the family called on Thursday night and told me that they had taken him back to the hospital, and I'm beginning to think, well, I'll try to get by there Saturday or Sunday, but now I got the news that he's dead and I can't go. no good to go now. Within 30 minutes, I run into a family member, and you know how it is when you've heard the word and you believe the word, you carried the word, and all of a sudden here I am jumping out the car, throwing my arms around the young lady. I am so sorry for our loss, because he's ours. She looked at me like I'm about crazy. But I was glad the results and then the response that I got from her, that I talked to him and he's all right. So immediately, because as a minister, as a pastor, when one of the sheepfold died, when I get the news, it starts a chain of reactions. Because I got to start getting things in order to make sure that we're ready for the service. So I began to tell the deacons when I saw them, Brother Curry is dead. Got me passing bad news. But I thought that I was doing my job to pass the word along so we can get things in order. But when I found out that I was wrong, I immediately called the ones that I told, said, don't carry it no farther, because I've been told the wrong thing. If we would have a mind to not run with everything that we get until we know that it's so. Hallelujah, Jesus. Words. We have to be careful about our words. The Bible says when we consider how we use words, let us be reminded here in the book of James. Because when you talk about words, words are those things that coming out of our mouth. So now, when we use the terminology, don't underestimate the power of words. And how do we talk? We talk with our mouths and with our tongue. But look what James says about your tongue. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature. It is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of the things in the sea is tamed and have been tamed by mankind. But the tongue, that thing in your mouth, all of you got one. Hallelujah, Jesus. That tongue cannot be tamed. So if you talk too much, you got the can't help it. The Bible says that your tongue can't be tamed. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. You don't think it is, you look in the book of James for yourself. And you read the third chapter, and it'll tell you about that little thing that's in your mouth. How even though it's just a small little thing, how a spark can start a whole forest fire. In other words, you can say one little thing out of your mouth that you didn't really mean no harm, but it can be so blown out of proportion that it can start a whole forest fire. Because of the words that come out of your mouth. To what James is saying, that even though a person, a teacher, or a leader has to use a lot of words, we got to be careful how we use words. You can't tame the tongue, but God left you something to help you along the way. That's where the Holy Spirit comes in at. The Holy Spirit knows you. The Holy Spirit knows what might come out your mouth. So every now and then, when you get caught in the wrong situation and you are almost about to say the wrong thing out of your mouth, how many of you have ever experienced the Holy Spirit touching your mind or speaking to your heart? Say, hold up! Don't say it! Problem is, some of us listen, and some of us don't. Some folks don't care what come out their mouth. But you better be careful this morning. What you're allowed to come out of your mouth. I stopped by to tell somebody, don't underestimate the power of words. Words will get you in a lot of trouble. When I look here in the Word of God, the Bible said that Jesus was tempted, and the Lord wants us to know that we too might be tempted. But we got to understand that there is a destiny in words. Words are very important, for the Bible says you will know the tree by the fruit that it bears. So if you're a nasty-minded or nasty-mouthed person, people are going to think that you're nasty. But if you learn how to talk with fruit out of your mouth, you got to learn how to trust the power of God. For the Bible says, I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account of in the day of judgment. For by thy word thou shalt be justified. By thy word thou shalt be condemned. You better be careful what comes out of your mouth. But every idle word means every little thing that come out your mouth, whether it's good or whether it's bad, you're going to have to give an account of it one day. You're going to have to tell the Lord all about it, your trouble. You're going to have to tell God when you open up your mouth the wrong way. But I stopped by to tell somebody that you can't underestimate the power of words. Don't belittle or don't take it lightly. Words have a whole lot of power. Words can get you up out of a bad situation. But you got to trust the power of God's word. I understand this morning that every now and then in your life, you might not have the right word to say. But I heard that if you whisper a prayer to the Lord, ask the Lord to lead and direct your path, the Lord will tell you to open up your mouth and I will speak for you. I found out for myself that the Lord will fight your battle. He'll say what needs to be said. You better learn how to boldly come to the throne of grace. Tell the Lord all about your trouble. I feel my helper right now, and I want to tell somebody about the power of words. There's somebody by the name of Satan. He's an enemy, and he wants to deceive you. But don't listen to the enemy this morning. You better learn how to do just like Jesus. For the Bible said that Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness, tempted by the devil. For 40 days and for 40 nights, the devil tried him on every side. The tempter came unto him and said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But Jesus answered, it is written, the man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of his mouth. In other words, it's what's down on the inside. That's why David said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against God. I got to have a word every now and then. Somebody say, is there a word from the Lord our God? I stop to say, yes, there is a word from God. God is telling somebody this morning, tell the devil to get behind you. For that tempter took him up to the highest height. Say, I give you all of these things if you just come on down. But the Lord our God couldn't be tempted by the devil. For everything that the devil saw belonged to God anyhow. You better watch out for those folk that are haters. You better watch out for those that don't want to see you succeed. Somebody don't want to see you have joy. But you got to know that you know that God is on your side. Every now and then, when I look here in the Word of God, the Bible says that if you tell the devil to get behind you, that he will leave you and go and bother somebody else. I'm glad this morning that I know God for myself. I want to tell not only the young people, but I want to tell some old folk this morning, don't say what you cannot do. You better learn that the Bible says, I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ which gives me my strength. If I want to sing a song, I might not sing like the angel, but I'll sing just like John. If I want to pray a prayer, I may not pray like Paul, but I'll pray just like John gave it to John. If I want to preach a message, I can't preach like Jesus. I can't go back and be Dr. Best. I'm not the pastor from over yonder or from over there, but I'm the pastor of our chapel, and I preach it just like God gave it to me. And God gave it to me this morning and told me to tell somebody, don't underestimate the power of words. Stop telling folk what they they cannot do. Stop looking down on our children and tell our children that everything is going to be all right. I stop by to tell somebody that if you open up your mouth, if you believe in your heart, if you got faith the size of a grain of a mustard seed, you can tell that mountain in your life, move out of my way. Every now and then, you better let somebody know whose side you're on. I stop by to tell somebody that if you open up your mouth, what is in the abundance of your heart, it'll come out on the outside. Anybody ever tried Jesus? Call on the name of the Lord. All you have to do this morning, say, oh Lord, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Anybody in the house, anybody love the Lord this morning, you better be careful. Don't underestimate the power of words. Because I can say these words in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And if I believe what I say, whatever it is, whatever it is, finances, jobs, healing, deliverance, peace of mind, it's yours, it's yours. Anybody want something from the Lord this morning? Let me help you get it. Open up your mouth. You say the right word in the name of Jesus. I want what I need to come on and see about me. In the name of Jesus, there's power, power that sits on high. I stopped by to tell you this morning that the Lord is on our side. I want to tell you that God wants somebody that'll stop listening to he say and she say and start listening to what God says. For the Lord I live and for the Lord I die. I heard the Bible say, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Somebody in here tired, somebody disgusted, somebody depressed. But I want you to shake it off. Tell the devil he's a liar. Open up your mouth. Speak with power. With power from God. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Everything. Everything that you need comes from the Lord. When you begin to think about the power of words, you might just be playing. But if you tell me I hate you and I don't know you like that, then I'm gonna think you hate me. If you tell me get out, I'm gonna feel like I'm not welcome. You ain't gotta put me out but one time. I'm not coming back begging to get back in. I might go somewhere else and beg to get in, but I'm not bothering you no more. And I said that because I hear a lot of young people, and they just be playing. But don't play like that. Words have too much power. And smaller children don't quite understand. See, you tell them to get out. Somewhere along the line, it's going to stick somewhere in there. And at the wrong time, they may feel unwelcome when they really need to come running back. And if you put a condition there to where they don't feel like they're welcome to come back, then the street and the devil is going to have them. I'm trying to help somebody in here now. Be careful what comes out your mouth. Even some adults can't really take it. We've learned to sort of just let it go on. But sometimes what you say stay with folk. And you've heard people say that sticks and stones may break my bones, but words never hurt me. They didn't understand words yet. Because that's a lie that's ever been told. Words hurt. Anybody know what I'm talking about? That's all I got to say this morning. Don't underestimate the power of words. If you're going to say words, try to speak in a positive frame of mind. Even when you hear someone talking negative, turn it around and let them see the positive in it. Yeah, you made a mistake, but God still loves you. Hallelujah. You know the terminology of glass half full, glass half empty. It depends on how you look at it. That's true. But if you've been looking at it as half full, be optimistic that God can fill it up. And that little grain of mustard seed faith, just that little bit. See that little seed we got last night, it had meaning. It was more than just a little seed to pass out. But it was to encourage us to increase our faith and to trust God that even if we don't have but a little bit, if you got faith the size of a mustard seed, God can do what needs to be done in your life. But it's the power of your words. If you ask in faith, ask believing, but not wavering, trusting that God will do what you ask him to do.